Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into programming constructs, topic 6.2. By the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident about it. Every single program ever written is built from just three fundamental building blocks. Three, that's it. And once you understand those three constructs deeply, you can read, trace, and write almost any program. Examiners love this topic because it tests whether you can actually think like a programmer. The three core constructs are sequence, selection, and iteration. Remember the acronym SSI. Sequence, selection, iteration. Construct 1, sequence. Instructions execute one after another, top to bottom. Think of it like a recipe. You crack the eggs before you add the flour. In code, every line runs in the exact order it's written. Sequence is the default. Every program is sequential unless you deliberately use selection or iteration to change the flow. Construct 2, selection. This allows your code to make decisions using conditions, things that are either true or false. In most languages, you'll see if, elif, and else statements. Think of traffic lights. If green, you go. If amber, slow down. If red, stop. The program evaluates the condition and branches down the appropriate path. Key exam point. Every if statement must have a single entry point and a single exit point. Keep it clean. One way in, one way out. Common mistake alert. Candidates confuse double equals for comparison with single equals for assignment. If you write if x equals 5 with a single equals, you're assigning, not comparing. Always use double equals for comparison in a condition. This mistake costs marks every year. Construct 3, iteration. This is looping, repeating a block of code. Two types you must know. First, count-controlled iteration, using a for loop. Use this when you know exactly how many times to repeat. Second, condition-controlled iteration, using a while loop. Use this when you don't know in advance how many times to repeat. You keep going until a condition becomes false. Memory hook. Ask yourself, do I know the number of repeats in advance? If yes, use for. If no, use while. Examiners specifically test whether candidates choose the appropriate loop type, so this decision matters. Now let's talk about data storage. A variable is a named storage location whose value can change. A constant is a named storage location whose value can fixed. Think of a variable like a whiteboard. You can erase and rewrite. A constant is like text carved in stone. Why use constants? They make code readable and maintainable. If you define pi equals 3.14159 at the top, your code is self-documenting. Examiners reward meaningful identifiers, names like player score, rather than just x or y.
Now, let's talk about subprograms. A subprogram is a named, reusable block of code that performs a specific task. There are two types, procedures and functions. Understanding the difference is absolutely critical for the exam. A procedure performs a task but does not return a value. You call it by name, it does its job, and control returns to where it was called from. An example might be a procedure called displayMenu that prints options to the screen. A function, on the other hand, performs a task and returns a value. It must have a return statement. You call it, it does its calculation, and it hands you back a result. An example might be a function called calculateArea that takes width and height as parameters and returns the area. Parameters are the values you pass into a subprogram when you call it. They allow the same subprogram to work with different data each time. Write once, use many times. Now, variable scope. This is where candidates lose marks every year. A global variable is declared outside any subprogram and can be accessed from anywhere in the program. A local variable is declared inside a subprogram and can only be accessed within that subprogram. Think of it like this. A global variable is like a notice board in the school corridor. Everyone can see it. A local variable is like a sticky note on your own desk. Only you can see it. When the function ends, that sticky note disappears. The golden rule,
prefer local variables. They keep your code modular and prevent accidental changes from other parts of the program. Only use global variables when data genuinely needs to be shared across the whole program. Now, for exam tips and common mistakes. First, always use meaningful identifiers. Examiners specifically credit code that uses descriptive variable names, comments, and consistent indentation. A variable called total score tells the examiner far more than just S. Second, when writing iteration, make sure your loop will actually terminate. A while loop that never becomes false is called an infinite loop. It will run forever and crash your program. Always check your termination condition. Third, when asked to write a function, don't forget the return statement. Candidates regularly write a function, do the calculation, and then forget to return the result. No return, no marks for that part. Fourth, read the question carefully for the command word. If it says write a procedure, don't write a function. If it says write a function that returns, make sure you have a return statement. Command words are instructions. Follow them precisely. Fifth, when tracing code, work through it line by line, updating a trace table. Don't try to do it in your head for complex code. You will make mistakes. The trace table is your friend. Now, for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between a procedure and a function? Answer: a procedure performs a task but does not return a value. A function performs a task and returns a value, using a return statement. Question 2. When should you use a while loop instead of a for loop? Answer: use a while loop when you do not know in advance how many times the loop needs to repeat. Question 3. What is a local variable? Answer: a local variable is declared inside a subprogram and can only be accessed within that subprogram. It ceases to exist when the subprogram ends. Question 4. Name the 3 core programming constructs. Answer: sequence, selection, and iteration. SSI. Brilliant. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and reread those sections. Let's wrap up with your 5 key takeaways. 1. All programs are built from sequence, selection, and iteration. SSI. 2. Use a for loop when you know the number of repetitions. Use a while loop when you don't. 3. A function must have a return statement. A procedure does not return a value. 4. Local variables exist only inside their subprogram. Global variables are accessible everywhere. Prefer local. 5. Always use meaningful identifiers, comments, and consistent indentation. Examiners specifically credit code the readable code. That's it for today's episode on programming constructs. You've covered the 3 core constructs: variables and constants, subprograms, scope, and exam technique. You are genuinely well prepared for this topic. Keep practicing, keep tracing code, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.